You're listening to the Sky Lifestyles Coaching Series, helping men all around the world to attract and connect with women on level few men will ever experience. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.
Each one of us are unique and authentic in our own ways, and we're all in a different place throughout our journey and throughout life and evolving. So what really a statement that he says, like one of these statements that he says that he has, yeah, I mean, sure, it makes sense to me, but it doesn't really portray the feeling like it does for him when he says it. And it's going to be the same for you guys. You know, this is a really critical step throughout your journey for moving forward, and I highly recommend every one of you spend some time on this. Making money in my new business is fun, easy, and effortless for me. I work every day. The work I do every day will continue to benefit me for the rest of my life. This guy was obviously told that you got to work hard for money. Money doesn't grow on trees. So how do you counter that? You counter it with a statement like this. It's fun and easy to build my own business. I love having the freedom to do what I love every day. He's obviously struggled with his own business or whatever in the past. My relationship with women is, and my friends, is amazing. I attract fun, easy, outgoing people into my life every single day. Can any of you relate to any of these as you're reading through them?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Can you post yours up in here?
Yeah.
All right. My life is filled with unconditional love and forgiveness. It's by me and for me, for myself and for others. What does that mean?
Well, to me, it means that you're always flowing with your emotions. You're not really, you know, you're taking things as they are. You're not really, I don't know, holding any anger or something like that. And you're really forgiving to people who are, you know, people can be at various conditions and states. And everything is okay. And even for yourself, of course, because that's where it all begins.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. I'm a confident man exuding positivity, ease, and sexuality everywhere I go. I bring fun everywhere and am a very friendly person and easily take the lead and initiative in social. I just added a little something there.
Yeah, great. Seeing it. Thanks.
Yeah. That's good. I'm attracting, hanging out with, and fully enjoying women that I find extremely cute and sexy. Women that I find extremely cute and sexy naturally come into my life and love spending time with me.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
You like that?
Yeah, it's great. But
I'm just switching
on others around. Instead of on myself.
What?
You know what I mean? It's like, previously it was like a statement on myself. Now it's on others. Is it intentional?
Yeah. Well, women that I find extremely cute and sexy naturally come into my life and love spending time with me. How does that feel for you?
Well, it feels great. I guess my previous statement was more like I said, it was like. I gather that the statements were like around myself because I can't really or don't want to control others or something like that. So I'm making a statement about how I am being, not about like how others, usually most of these are not about how others act. But I get you. That's great.
But naturally come into your life. That's basically saying you don't have to do anything. It just happens.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the next one, I'm a natural leader and lead towards positivity everywhere I go. What about I'm a natural leader and surround myself with positivity?
That's okay. I'll tell you what the difference is for me. Like when I say I lead towards positivity, I say in essence, I help create it or I create it. When I say I surround myself with positivity, it sounds like a bit, maybe I'm avoiding negative situations or even to me, of course, it's only the meaning to me that I'm even
something like that. I get that. And lead towards positivity everywhere I go. So in other words, you're grabbing the bull by its horns and you're diving right in rather than trying to avoid it. Okay?
Yeah.
I work on stuff I enjoy and make lots of money. Inventing new ideas for humanity, helping people evolve and exploring and changing fields throughout my life. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it means that I essentially do what I'm doing. I'm an idealist. I love doing stuff, which really, to me, to enjoy something, I have to see some kind of like positive effect it makes, even if it starts small, obviously. So that's basically saying that I continue doing it and enjoying it and being good at it and successful. Like I always try to find things which capture more or less what I'm describing here, like, you know, helping people evolve and making interesting changes in some things which help people in one way or another. I don't want to sound too bloated or anything, but I don't know, that's my
question. What about just making one little change on here? And where it says, I work on stuff I enjoy, and money comes to me freely.
Great. Sounds great.
Okay. My life are well balanced between personal and business matters. I've got that one that I personally have. I'll copy it in here just so you can see what I've personally done for that one. Okay, read that.
Yeah, I have a well-balanced lifestyle. When I'm working, I'm working. When I'm not, I'm not. And I'm free to clear my mind. I have fun. Sounds good. Okay. Sounds great.
My life is interesting, colorful, full of new experience. I get to know interesting and exciting people, the interesting places. I don't like the word interesting, dude.
Why?
What does the word interesting mean to you? To me, it sounds boring.
To me, interesting means like variety of stuff, many different things, like new stuff. I like to experience new stuff, to know things that I didn't know before and stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, I'm free, you know, if you have another wallet, it would be great. I don't know.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but my life is full of genuine interest. I guess the point that I want to convey here is, yeah, I am genuinely interested in getting to know new people, new exciting people. And I'm flowing and meet and attract women everywhere I go. It's then naturally for them want to have sex with me because I'm such... sexy motherfucker. Physically, I feel and look great. I give off a very masculine. Hey, recommendations. What would you recommend for 12?
I'm having sexual adventures and amazing sexual experiences with beautiful, cute girls, and this meshes with my life in a natural way. Let me just scroll up to what I had. Mine was, I have strong, playful, and recklessly sexual relationships with several associates. The way we interact is effortless, hot, and stress-free. The women in my life are fun to be around and add certain great qualities to my life.
So I like that one.
Cool.
Why don't you bring that one down?
You want me a copy-paste? All right.
Yeah.
Just let me...
I walk with a natural, quiet confidence and have an extremely strong, positive... sexual presence. There's a lightness and comfort about me that... It's true, though. Little stuff like that makes a big difference, you know, to your subconscious when you're reading this shit. You know, that's why we're all working on it together here. There's a lightness and comfort about me that draws good people in without me having to do a thing, even when they don't know why. People are just... naturally drawn to me wherever I go.
Good.
What about that?
It's probably a lot better.
Everywhere I go, I know that I'm going to have, be a little bit.
I was going for like trying to explain the vibe I gave off that kind of drew what I wanted back into me. But yeah, that's a good way to point it.
Okay, well, the same thing. You got it. You got an extreme strong sexual presence in the one above. That's walking
right
down the street, but you don't really want to. I don't know if I like the classification of walking down the street. Yeah, I would rather see that.
Well, give a word for that. Like every time I walk down the street, I live in Montreal, and like on the way to class, I see about like 20 or 30 cute girls every day. And it's not really a predominantly male city. So that's what I was kind of going for that. But that's just something I noticed.
What about walking through life?
Better. Yeah, it's fair. All right. I got it.
But I mean, if that's the case, I would probably, I don't know, I haven't gone any further, but I would probably include something in there about women, you know, naturally coming up, starting conversations, wanting to be with you.
Yeah.
Somehow, I mean, if it's not in this one, you know, that's fine, but.
Yeah, I want that somewhere, but I really don't know where to include it right now.
Okay, that's fine. We'll just continue.
Yeah.
And, I have an abundance of solid friendships in my life. What about solid friendships in my life and all of their interactions? Just naturally, the type of people that I want in my life. What type of people do you want in your life?
Good people. What kind of people do I? I like the ambiguity because I'm constantly changing and I'm constantly like surprised by the type of people I'm actually attracting into my life.
Okay, cool. No. Good.
So it's fine. So
at the same time, you don't want to be a bookkeeper either.
If
you have the mindset of a bookkeeper, you're gonna live a very in the box lifestyle, organized and preparation and all that shit. So that's why I just didn't like that one statement.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is I've never been organized at all, so to have kind of a stronger statement might help me become a little organized.
Or your subconscious is just really going to fight you.
All right, that's fair. Okay.
I have a well-balanced lifestyle. It naturally organizes itself. Does anybody else have any recommendations on that? I don't know. This is something that I have a lot, you know, I've had working with previous guys and stuff. It's been a big thing. guys getting down and beating themselves up. Okay, so you get to a point where you're attracting these really beautiful women, you're having these really fucking amazing connections. Unfortunately, that's only the beginning. Then you have dealing with a bunch of fucking crazy-ass women to deal with, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with all these different crazy women, or however you want to say it, you're going to be let down, you're going to be fucked over, you're going to be frustrated. You know, one day you're going to be on fire, you're going to be feeling great, the next day you're going to be going through an emotional roller coaster. So it's why I brought this part up here is, each time I fuck up or something doesn't go right, it really makes me stronger as a man and allows me to grow. That's my point there. You don't have to put that in there, Ryan.
I just had a new category for it, so.
Corey, would I love to fuck up, it makes me stronger, be okay?
Yeah, I look forward to fucking up. You know, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, if I fuck up, oops, okay. you almost have to look forward to it, because the more times you fuck up, the better you're going to be. And that's just a fact. You know, part of that is, part of that one would also be something about being fearless. Fuck fear. You know, I walk through that every day fearless and live every day as if it was my last. Something along those lines.
Tune in next time for more from Sky Lifestyles. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and visit us at CoreySky.com.